item number 9 from the Office of the Sheriff requesting that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors provide outside legal counsel at county expense to represent the Office of the Sheriff in all future legal matters.
Very good. Okay, we have Inspector Bailey joining us. And
Mr. Chairman, I'll introduce the attorney joining me as well. Once again, thank you for allowing us to appear. I'm joined by Attorney Michael A.I. Whitcomb, W-H-I-T-C-O-M-B, from the Law Offices of Michael Whitcomb. Attorney Whitcomb's been representing the sheriff on a number of matters in 2012, which I'll make a reference to in my brief comments of introduction.
So we welcome Attorney Whitcomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Your background, my understanding, is you were in Henry Meyer's administration?
I started in the city attorney's office of Milwaukee for 8 years, and I supported the gentleman who hired me, Jim Brennan, who was defeated by Grant Langland, who's still in office.
Right.
And when he entered the office, he became chilly to me. And so the mayor asked if I would serve as in his office, in his administration, which I did for his last term for 4 years. I was initially liaison counsel to the Common Council, liaison officer to the Common Council, and then later chief of staff to his office.
So was it your idea to create Summerfest?
So certainly supported it in the early days. The first one.
We welcome you.
I don't know, Supervisor Weshon, can we hear their
yes.
comments and then we'll go to you. Okay, Inspector, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate your comments. And I also appreciate the indulgence of the chair to allow Attorney Whitcomb to join me for my comments. I know that it's exceptional, and I think it gets to the heart of why we're here today. I think this issue will certainly challenge this committee because it concerns issues of law, authority, the way this county does business. It is certainly challenging. I will try to, in brief comments, allow the court to understand, I believe, on behalf of the sheriff, why we're here, and then certainly consider questions. In subsequent to the processing of the 2012 budget, so we'll wind the clock back to November, challenging budget, and a budget that resulted in layoffs of deputy sheriffs for the first time, which brings us into 2012. The sheriff makes a determination to order deputies who have received layoff notices to continue to report back to the workplace through his authority as sheriff, and that occurs in January of 2012. In 2011, we had the settlement of a collective bargaining agreement between the deputy sheriffs and Milwaukee County. Layoff notices subsequently go out. The sheriff orders them to continue back to the workplace, and we have the filing of a temporary restraining order by Corporation Counsel's office against the sheriff. And in the filing of that order, we have a number of allegations, including an allegation that the sheriff, in taking his action, was conducting a criminal act, that crime specifically being the crime of misconduct in public office, and that any members of the sheriff's office, and in particular the human resources member of the sheriff's office, was being party to that criminal action of crime and misconduct in public office. We then have a ruling. The matter comes before Judge Carroll, and we have a ruling in Judge Carroll's court disqualifying Corporation Counsel from continuing in the case. I have a copy of the order of disqualification. It's not my intention to spend my valuable time here with you today reading legal matters, but we have a disqualification upon motion of the defendant to disqualify the office of Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel to represent Milwaukee County in the above entitled action, the court having heard argument of counsel, the office of Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel be and hereby is disqualified from representing Milwaukee County in the above entitled action, that action being 12 CV 350. And that is the genesis for the ongoing permanent fracturing of the legal relationship. We're not talking about a personal relationship or people being friends. The legal relationship between the sheriff's office and the Office of Corporation Counsel. And that continues today. We've had several subsequent cases in Milwaukee County. We have the layoff of two captains and the certiorari review of that subsequent civil service ruling, that matter before Judge Seifert. We have the bailiff injunction that's before Judge Amato. So we have a number of ongoing cases that are going to continue through in 2012, 13, and beyond, in which the sheriff, because of the permanent fracturing of the relationship between his office and corporation counsel, has been forced to appear with outside counsel, oftentimes Attorney Wickham. And on some of those matters, Attorney Wickham has been allowed in by the trial judge. In some matters, the trial judge has held his participation in abeyance and said that he will rule once it appears to him that there is an ongoing of conflict of interest. Really, what we come down to, and you have it in my request that was first sent to Supervisor Holloway, subsequently to Chairman Holloway, and subsequently to Chairman Chairwoman Dmitrievich, the legal standards for the relationship between lawyers and clients. And I don't want to try to speak about that. I'm not a lawyer. But it outlines why this relationship is permanently broken. In the past, the sheriff's office has enjoyed representation in some matters from different law firms. We've been represented in the past by Lindner and Marsack. We're currently being represented in several matters by White, Hirschbeck, and Dudick. Clearly, the county board and corporation council have the ability to appoint outside counsel to represent county officers. I expect that the county corporation council's office's opinion will be that they are the legal representation of the sheriff in all matters in which he's named as the sheriff. I would suggest that in issues in which the sheriff's constitutional authority is at issue, in issues in which the sheriff is named as a party, he enjoys the same level of protection under law that any member of this state enjoys, which is to an attorney essentially of his choosing. There are constructs to that. I know we're talking about issues, but essentially in America you enjoy the right of an attorney in your choosing, especially in a case in which a attorney that you previously had dealings with has been disqualified for a violation of that relationship. I will finish my comments by saying this. Our opinion, in a layman's term, is that Corporation Counsel's office is a law firm. Ms. Walker, Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel, is the head of that firm. I've heard it asserted previously, as I've discussed this issue over the last few months, that the sheriff would only be precluded in dealings which include her as the attorney in court representing Milwaukee County. That's not the sheriff's opinion at all. The sheriff is dealing with Corporation Counsel's office. The attorneys that work on her staff. She's the head of that law firm. And the sheriff's viewpoint is legally his relationship with that law firm is fractured. And it is fractured not of his making, but of the actions made by that firm in conducting themselves in case 350. I'll be happy to answer any questions. I'm sure that there's a lot to talk about.
Okay. Attorney Whitcomb, anything to add? I know that was pretty comprehensive, but thought I'd give you the opportunity.
Thank you. I welcome the opportunity to be here, and thank you very much for that opportunity. I'm here to answer questions of a legal nature because I suspect that Corporation Counsel might be presenting opinions or comments of a legal nature in opposition to the request of the sheriff in this particular motion. Quite simply, an attorney-client relationship is a principal-agent relationship. The principal is the client. The agent is the lawyer. The attorney-client relationship is of the highest order of a principal-agent relationship. It demands utmost loyalty, it demands utmost honesty, and it demands trust. That relationship was destroyed by the agent, in this case, Corporation Counsel, by suing her principal, the office's principal, the sheriff. That irretrievably, irrevocably destroyed that relationship. Until that time, or until the passage of time, the principal, meaning the sheriff, is comfortable and consents to the continued representation. Comments have been made, and even comments by a judge indicating, well, Corporation Counsel is not here today. Deputy Corporation Counsel Grady is, and he's competent counsel. He could represent the county's or the sheriff's interest in this particular matter. I don't dispute that, nor the competence of Deputy Counsel Grady. We've worked quite well together in opposing the forces that take issue with the sheriff's office. However, under the code of ethics, the disqualification of one attorney in a firm is imputed to the entire firm. And so it is not a sense of ethically that a lawyer in a law firm, even though that lawyer was not specifically involved in creating the disqualification conflict, that disqualification is imputed to the entire firm. It's for that reason that the sizable firms in this town have lawyers, staffs of lawyers, that their entire job, their sole job, is doing conflict checks for that firm. Because if one attorney in a 100-man firm has a conflict with a new client, that would disqualify the entire firm. Also, in the state of Wisconsin, we're one of five states in this country, whereby we have a Wisconsin constitutional provision that states every person of this state is entitled to the lawyer of their choice. The language is from the 1880s, but that is what is entitled to the, that is the way it has been interpreted and was recently reaffirmed by an opinion by the Chief Justice not less than a year ago. And the assertion by the office, as I understand it, is that there is not that absolute necessity of a comfort zone of loyalty, trust, and confidentiality that must be the glue of the relationship of an attorney and a client. And even though the state statutes imposes a duty upon corporation counsel to represent the various officers of a county, it certainly does not impose a duty upon those officers of the county to be represented by corporation counsel. If there's any questions, I'm quite general in nature. This is a highly developed area of the law, disqualification of attorneys for conflicts. And if there's any questions, I tried to put it in the simplest of terms, not because you're not capable of understanding the specifics, but just generally making it understandable from the standpoint of the sheriff's office as to why it is not obligated to assent to the representation of corporation counsel, the entire office, against his will, if you will. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Attorney Whitcomb. And before we get into Supervisors' Comments Committee, members' comments, questions, I'm going to give Corporation Counsel an opportunity to make any point that you feel you'd like. And I look to both of our counsel in from that shop. And you have the opportunity. If not, we'll go to questions.
May I just make one more point?
Okay, yes.
Pardon the interruption. It's not in the position of the sheriff or the office that this is an absolute irretrievable relationship between the office of the sheriff and corporation counsel. There just has not been an opportunity to have a informal discussion with the sheriff, with corporation counsel, with Deputy Grady, perhaps my office, to see if this manner of future representation can be resolved to the comfort of the offices, and then if it involves economics, then have the matter brought before this board or the county board for approval of it. It's just that things have moved so fast with so many actions in so short a period of time. Really, neither Corporation Counsel, Deputy Corporation Counsel Grady, the sheriff, or my office really had an opportunity to take a breath. And that's just because of the half a dozen very contentious actions that have been brought against the county and the sheriff's office over the last 3 or 4 months that we've been doing together our best to defend the sheriff's office and the county, and we just have not yet been able to say that while going forward, how are we going to operate, and if we need a definitive decision by the board, if there is not an agreement or an understanding, then let's frame the issue or the question for the board, brief the board as to the underpinnings legally of both positions, and then the board would make its decision. But so I don't want to have this committee left the impression that the relationship is irretrievable.
Well, Attorney Whitcomb, thank you for those comments, and thank you for opening that door, because I, for one, will walk through it, and I will invite any of my colleagues. I will be more than happy to see if we can mediate some kind of agreement, because obviously everyone has incredibly things to do as far as, and something like this, we need to see if we can work past it. So I appreciate that, and I will take the onus upon myself, and I will encourage and invite any of my colleagues to join me. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Corp Counsel, I'm going to give you one chance if you'd like to say anything.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Kimberly Walker, Corporation Counsel. I'll be very brief. I think what Attorney Whitcomb said is correct, and in as much as Corporation Counsel's office is appointed by statute, any ability to change our position of providing advice and guidance to various department heads, elected officials, and the like would require a change in the law. That's the first thing. Secondly, I would say that the case that they referenced in which the Office of Corporation Counsel was ultimately disqualified because of the judge's belief that there was a conflict of interest, for which my office still doesn't believe that exists. Nevertheless, that was the judge's order. Inasmuch as there was that ruling, that case has been resolved. So whatever conflict would have existed at the time has subsequently been resolved with that case resolution. Prior to and since the filing of that particular action, members of the Office of Corporation Counsel have provided advice and guidance to the Sheriff's Department in numerous actions. And so, you know, we are charged and are ready and willing to continue to do what we had done in the past. In regard to the informal requests, you know, to sit down and have a discussion around this, you know, I feel compelled just to say, because, you know, it's always brought back to that particular matter, that there have been numerous requests made to the sheriff's office, specifically to the sheriff, directly from me, to sit down and talk about this matter. And those requests continue to, up to this day, to be ignored. So while I'm open to sitting down and talking, I want to make sure that I level set the board, the committee, with regard to, you know, we are and have continued to try to communicate and just have been unsuccessful. With that, I will look to Deputy Corp Counsel Mark Grady and ask if he wants to fill any of the information that I've discussed.
Well, first of all, thanks, Ms. Walker.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Grady.
I understand that the sheriff is disappointed that he had to get sued to have the layoffs take place. And obviously that was something the office didn't do lightly. I agree with Mr. Whitcomb that this is not a question of disqualification of Kimberly Walker. It's a question of disqualification of the office. However, I do agree with Ms. Walker that the conflict of interest that existed for the length of that case and no longer. Once that case is done, we continue to represent the sheriff in every other matter we could across the board. We have represented the sheriff since then. I've provided advice to the sheriff on his constitutional authority on an adamant effect on your agenda yet to come. It was alluded to the case involving the privatization of bailiff services. I represented the sheriff in front of the Judge Amato in that case. Judge Amato declined so far to allow Attorney Whitcomb to appear in that case. I don't believe that anyone, including the sheriff, was dissatisfied with my representation in that case. So I don't think it's a question of whether our office is capable of doing the job. I would say that I don't believe this board has the authority to do what the sheriff asks because of what Ms. Walker indicated. The statute says Corporation Counsel is the counsel for the county, with the exception of individual cases where there's a requirement, a conflict of interest, where we have to get outside counsel. It is true the sheriff has representation from outside counsel in other cases from private law firms. Those are outside counsel selected by your insurance company, Wisconsin County Mutual, to represent them in those cases. at our request, generally because they're cases that are going to involve resources greater than what we can handle. It's usually the reason why that happens. Or it's a specialized area that we think we'd rather send to an outside attorney.
Okay.
Just two more quick comments. On that point about what the statute provides, the analogy for me, and Mr. Whitcomb and Mr. Bailey were correct, this is what we think is the law. The analogy is the Attorney General or the City Attorney's Office. We're not elected like those individuals, like those lawyers, but the analogy is the same. The state government, from the governor down to every bureaucrat in state government, is represented by the Attorney General's Office. They don't have a choice about that, constitutional provision that Mr. Whitcomb referred to or not.
Sure.
This is not the sheriff's personal business we're talking about. He has the right to any attorney he wants on his personal business. And in his official capacity, as a county elected officer, he's the same as you guys. He's the same as everybody else in this county. Corporation Counsel is designated by statute to represent him. Same is true of the governor. The governor can have a Republican governor can have an elected Democratic attorney general, but he doesn't get to say, I'm not using them. He has to. Same with the city. It's a different relationship from the normal attorney-client relationship being a public attorney. Our representations of the county as a unit, and
sure.
Within that, of course, we have to represent individual officers, but our loyalty goes to the organization of Milwaukee County as a corporate entity. So I'll move from that. And then the other point is just to emphasize this conflict of interest notion. You'll recall there was a lawsuit in 2009, or related to the furlough days in 2009. The county executive had a lawyer, the county board had a lawyer.
Right.
There were lawyers, everybody was lawyered up.
Right.
Because there were conflicts of interest across the board about what authority each entity had. Corporation Counsel had obviously a conflict of interest in that case. He couldn't represent everybody because they had conflicting interests. But that doesn't mean that once that case ends, Corporation Counsel can't represent the board anymore, can't represent the exec anymore, that we're forever conflicted from representing you for the rest of the time. The same is true of the Sheriff's Office. There was a conflict for that case, but because that case is over, that conflict only extends to that case. It doesn't extend for all time to anything the Sheriff wants. One last point, and that's if we ever get there to the fiscal note, we strongly disagree with the costs that are embedded in this resolution.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you, Attorney Grady. And I would be most happy now to hear from the members of this committee. Let me just preface my remarks by saying that we have been offered an opportunity to maybe mediate. So I know where some of the discussion is going, and I guess I just want to plant that seed because we need to be productive. So, Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad Mr. Grady made that point, and Ms. Walker, about it, because I think this is really pretty simple, and that is when you work for the people, you get the people's lawyer. It's as simple as that. And things are, relegated to, this is not personal issues. We've all asked, and in fact, that's why we had to create a system to get Corp Counsel's opinion and formatting how we interact with Corp Counsel. And so I think it's pretty clear that if there's a legal issue in the Sheriff's Department or any other county department, it's Corp Counsel's office that handles it. And when it's the people's signature on the check that pays the lawyer, the people get to decide who that lawyer is, and it's clear that it's Corp Counsel. So I would hope that we wouldn't spend a whole lot of time on this, because unfortunately, even though that there are comments that this isn't about personalities, unfortunately it is. And right now I would like to move denial of the item and just say that it's not our job to mediate personalities. And in fact, if there is an issue, I would hope that those professionals involved would find it amongst themselves in a professional manner to sit down and iron out those differences. Because I'm not going to appropriate hundreds of thousands of dollars because some people can't get along. And it's not my job to police the schoolyard either. So the motion is to deny, and I would hope that we wouldn't spend much more time on this item. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Weishaupt. If I could ask you to hold off on the motion, we've got four other supervisors that would like to comment, and I would rather that we have them have an opportunity to speak on anything versus what you just made the motion on. So if that's okay with you, to allow our colleagues to, because then they would only have to speak on, you know, on denial. And I guess
that would be fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to move to receive and place on file because having heard Ms. Walker and Mr. Grady, I believe that since there was a resolution in Judge Carroll's court regarding the matter that was before her, that it's time to move on. But nevertheless, that's what I was going to say, but Supervisor Weishaupt has suggested.
That's an appropriate motion, too, I believe.
Okay, then. Supervisor Johnson, if I could ask you to hold off on that, I have other supervisors and they can don't necessarily want to have to comment on
that.
So thank
That's
you.
Fine.
Okay, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you jumped the gun a little bit, rightly so, on especially in light of the conversation or the something. I know Inspector Bailey said as much as Attorney Whitcomb, the fact that it's not what I read in this resolution. This resolution we're talking about that the relationship between Sheriff Clark and the Office Court is irrevocably broken, both ethically and legally. Request County Board provide outside legal counsel at county expense. So that's a little departure from what this resolution actually says. And yeah, I'm certainly of a strong opinion that, you know, when I saw this, I said, "Well, can't we mediate this? This is a radical step, and a step we can't do in the statute." I would agree with that. You know, it's a difference between personal and corporate. There is corporate responsibility. Every department head has to go this way. And, you know, I would be hopeful, too, and I hope there's some arbitration here. I don't think we can vote on it, is that, you know, if Corporation Counsel is, they've come to us with requests before. I mean, we need to fill a position. I know we're in transition. I know we've had a lot of difficult matters, but what else is new? We get sued every day. And the office of the sheriff is in an enviable position there. I'm sure, you know, that it's a position where we're going to be sued constantly. There's constitutional matters, people, you know, stuff we even went through a little bit today already. So I understand all that. But the fact that mention was made that, you know, it's not irrevocably broken, that we need to talk about this, and that's not in the resolution, goes to show that this has gone too far too fast. I know there's frustrations, but my Lord, these frustrations have to be worked out. And what if there's a new sheriff? You know, we make this decision, which we can't make, also that, you know, no longer can corporation. And then every department has the choice of whether they use Corporation Counsel or not. That doesn't work, okay? The other point I was trying to make, going back, is that if we feel that Corporation Counsel has come to this too, previous, before, and I'm sure now, if they feel they don't have the expertise or the time to do something, they can always come to us, and we can, you know, we've gone to outside counsel on a number of occasions because of maybe not expertise in area, but this is an area they're supposed to have some expertise. They're representing Milwaukee County. They're familiar with the statutes, et cetera. So, you know, I think I'm saying the same thing most people are saying here. Maybe not the other people can speak. But certainly this is a situation where I don't think we have a legality to vote on this. And secondly, that this certainly cries out, whether what's been done or not, or personalities. I mean, my Lord, this is something very important. Corporation Counsel is going to be integrally involved in decisions we're going to have through the years. The sheriff certainly understands that in the office. And, you know, this doesn't work, and you come back and say it's irrevocably broken because of all these kind of, this is one case we're talking about, seems to be the genesis of this. Now, if it's more than that, continues to be, well, maybe that's something we can discuss, but it should be done between the parties before it comes to this kind of conclusion where we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make a few comments, and I think that Supervisor Weishaupt stated it best. I mean, how is it that, you know, the sheriff think that, you know, he can just take public dollars and decide that he wants to get his own lawyer to represent a situation that clearly has been resolved at this point? And so this $300,000 that is estimated for the cost of a contract, of an annual contract, is unrealistic. We don't know how much employee fees are going to cost. In fact, I believe we're probably being charged right now because Mr. Wickham is here. So we need to consider all those factors, and I actually would would support a denial. I was going to move for a layover, but as far as I'm concerned, this isn't something that we should even be mediating this or determining at this level. It should be something that could be mediated in a different kind of way.
Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was listening closely when Inspector Bailey was making the sheriff's case here, and he talked about Judge Carroll's ruling in terms of that entitled action, and that was singular, and I agree with court counsel that that expired, that ruling, with that case when it was disposed of. Any allegation of permanent fracture, I think, is a contention on the sheriff's part, and certainly not something that should in any sense inhibit ongoing discussion. And if it ultimately does result in a clash of those arguments, that's something to be resolved, I would guess, in a court of law, not before this kind of body. So ultimately, and I heard the sheriff's comfort referred to a number of times, our responsibility is with taxpayers' comfort. And I think this can only be seen as a major irritant to taxpayer comfort. It seems unnecessary and unduly costly, and I can't follow the arguments that have been made through that looking glass. I really can't.
Thank you, Supervisor. Okay, I look to either Supervisor Weishan or Supervisor Johnson. If now would be the appropriate time, unless there's someone else.
I think it's right.
Well, Attorney Grady.
Just a procedural. There was a discussion of a motion to receive and place on file. This is not an informational item.
Okay. So that
action item probably should be either tabled or laid over or denied or approved or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the motion to deny.
To deny. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, can I be heard as to that motion, or would you prefer me to remain
silent? Absolutely.
Okay. So we have the issue of whether or not it can be, whether or not this action can be done in statute, whether or not that exists in law. Again, I don't want to bore you with reading statute. Obviously, you can do so on your own. 59.42 is the statute that exists that creates Corporation Counsel's office. Sub 1 gives them tremendous power to prosecute and defend all actions in which the county or any board, commission, committee, or officer is interested or a party by virtue of their office. That's fairly absolute. Sub 3, however, a little more on point for our purposes. In addition to employing a corporation counsel, a board shall designate an attorney to perform the duties of corporation counsel as the need arises. The sheriff's position is the need has arisen. Corporation counsel made the statement that in case 350, must not have been pleasant for the sheriff to have been sued. And that is true. It was not pleasant for the sheriff to be sued. This is not about the reality of the sheriff being sued. It was how that suit was offered. In our opinion, Corporation Counsel had an obligation. If they wished to represent other elements of Milwaukee County government, they should have noticed the sheriff that they believed a conflict and asked for him to waive. Actually, I believe that they should have told whoever else in county government asked them to sue the sheriff that they could not represent that party because they had an obligation to represent the sheriff, their prior relationship. So this isn't about the reality of the lawsuit. It was how the lawsuit came about. That is where the fracture in the relationship exists, not the reality of a suit. The sheriff has been in many suits. This is about tax dollars. We are asking you to move tax dollars. We do not do so lightly. Taxpayers of this county have had no greater friend withholding tax dollars dear to his heart than the sheriff over the last decade in saving this county tens of millions of dollars. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If there's no further questions, Madam Clerk, the motion is to deny. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to say that the action emanated from the county executive's office. And so with respect to what Corporation Counsel is to do, it relates to the statutes, and because it was perceived at some point that there would be a conflict of interest, then something else occurred as it relates to representation. So I am going to vote to deny sense that from what I heard this morning, both Corporation Counsel and Deputy Corporation Counsel have indicated that the matter is done and we can move on. So if the sheriff would like to do something else, he can present what he wants to present to us, and then we'll look, deliberate, and go forward. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Attorney Gray. Okay, on the motion.
Well, I just want to clarify a factual matter. There is, as was alluded to earlier, there are still cases currently pending. There's one case right now currently pending where Judge Seifert has allowed Attorney Wickham to appear for the sheriff on the basis that there's alleged conflict of interest between our office and the sheriff. We disagree with that, but we have to honor the judge's request. And so my only point is, on a case-by-case basis, it's always a judge who can make that call, and we will honor that call. But we don't believe, as a policy matter, going forward, we're permanently precluded from representing the sheriff.
Okay. If there's nothing further, then, Madam Clerk, on denial, please.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
5 ayes, 2 noes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. It is noon, and I know we've had people in our audience that have been with us since 9 o'clock. I want to look to our staff. Sure. Let me check with staff here. Let me check with staff here to see if they would like to have a break, or should we keep going? Keep going? Okay, we're going to keep going then. Thank you. All right. Madam Clerk, item number 10.